Friday, the 15th of February, 10th Adoration, Rabbi Meir Waltner, Insights into Parshas Tetzaveh.
First of all, I'd like to thank the Choshva Rav Batin to give me the honor to say a couple of Divrei Torah on near the New Year Parshas Tetzaveh. Well, we find a very interesting thought here in the Hakdama from Big Day Kahuna. The Arizal says a deep insight in the Inyan of Kilayim. This is the Isra Kilayim. What's the Makoy of Isra Kilayim? It's Versteitach, it's a Chok. It's things they don't understand. However, there's a Makoy in it. The Makoy is in Parshas Bereishis. What's in Parshas Bereishis? The first Ratzicha, the first murder which was committed in this world was by who? Cain v'Hevel. Cain, Shteitin was Cain, Rashi says, Vayovi Cain, Mekitzin, Vayken, Yikur, Adomo, so Rashi, Mizera Pishtan Hoyo. It was Pishtan, it was a fly. And the Medrash says, what did Hevel bring? Hevel brought Tzemer. So Tzemer and Pishtan, wool and linen was the cause of the first murder in this world. The first Ratzicha, there was Goyrem. The Ratzicha came through Hevel, through wool and flax. But the Arizal, that's why Kilayim, that's why we can't wear Kilayim. It was Goyim and Goyim. They were the first Ratzicha. It's not the first time in history. It's right away after our latest Oda Beresha, right away. And they were the cause. So, Abodi Shedagab, this is the cause, even though it's a Doimem and this. But that's simply cause Ratzicha. That's Kilayim. Except there's one exception to the rule. What's the exception? Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol wears Kilayim. Why? Why did the Kohen Gadol wear Kilayim? What's the episode? The Yapsan? What? Oh. Not because of the Yapsan. There's no protective by the Boishan. There's no such thing as protective in the Zod. Because Aaron, especially Aaron, Akohen, all the Kohenim doing in the Kinafni was Oyhev Sholem V'Ridev Sholem. If you had the Midi, he was the only person who could massacre the Pagam of Odom Arishain with the Kohen Gadol. City had such a mile of Oyhev Sholem V'Ridev Sholem. And how did he become to the Maila? How did he become Oyev Shalom? It's not so easy to become the Daga. Shundik Gemara and Shabbos, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara and Shabbos says in Kuf Samatas, if you have time to look in, that he says that Aaron was Zeuche to Chish in the Mishpat to the Urim and the Tumim, Bishchutz V'Roachov V'Somach V'Livay. Remember Parsha Shmois we had, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go to Mitzrayim because he would infringe in his territory. Aaron, the Gemara says, it's a prophet Yecheskel, that Aaron was a Navi before Moshe. It was bigger than him and older than him. And not only that, he was Nischanech in Mitzrayim. Moshe came in the beginning, he was a sort of a stranger. He was living, according to Rabbi Sushedi, he was living 56 years in Midian. Abishah says, and he said, why should I come? I don't want to go and start, he's a Rostotis, we should learn in our days. As the Chali sees, I want to be so Nisrachik from the Machoy, so running away from Machoy, I don't want even the Rebbeinu Shlema says, listen, I'm sending you have to be a Shliach. He says, no. Aaron HaKohen was before me, he's older than me, and he was a Novi, and he was giving the Musar, he was giving the Musar about Avodah Zarah. And they didn't listen to him, he was a Novi. He was entitled, he was capable. And yet, and only that, you see that Rabbi Yishev was arguing 7 days with Rabbi Yishev. Rabbi Yishev says, so what? But I'm telling you to go. So we see, first of all, the Gemara Diki Yisod here, that we see the end in Yiddishkeit doesn't justify the means. If the means are not kosher, it's not 100%. Even if the tach is good. Anyway, but Rabbi Yishev's answer was, V'roachov v'somach b'liboy. He will see, not only will he see, he will rejoice in you being a leader. He's about it. He only have one thing. They have only one goal, common goal. As well as the Rebbe Shalom says so, he's sending you as a Shliach. He's a good to say that, he wouldn't care. And that's how the Baruch of the Son of Levi. And the Gemara says when Aaron HaKohen came, he was rejoicing that Aaron, he became sort of demoted, and Aaron and Moshe Rabbeinu became the leader. So the Gemara says, Bishchus, Baruch of the Son of Levi, since he rejoiced in his twin brother being appointed as Manichai Yisrael, he was Zeche. To see Urim v'Tumim. What's the Pshat? The Pshat. I don't have the exact translation in English. I know it. The Zot in Yiddish to fargin efes. What's the exact translation? I don't know. The fargen. Whatever it is, but you understand the meaning. I don't know if there's any reconciliation because English, the goyim don't understand it. It's on the dictionary. So anyway, I don't care. As long as I give Moshe Rabbeinu Kivi, I'm older and I'm capable and I'm saying I'm Navi, let him have it. Oh, you mevater on this. I'm a vater, you give in. He was zirchus as a gresten of hua, v'roach of a sorach, v'libet urim, v'tumim, v'shmein of godim. So he was zirchus to bring Eib Shalom to firstly to be a Kohen Gadol. I always have the kasha that Aaron HaKohen was Eib Shalom v'roide Shalom. That's where you see two things. Very interesting. From the title, what's about? In order to be Eib Shalom v'roide Shalom. Kiruv became a very popular word in our time. The Gemara says, how do you do kiruv? You have to be mushlem b'midas. You have to be oyev sholem v'oyev sholem, oyev v'sabriyis, and then you mekarev l'teira. That's how he's able to carve people l'teira. And it never bothered me, what was the union of sholem bayis? What was the both problem of sholem bayis that they had in Kiruv? They have to make sholem. What were they fighting around? What was going on in this man in Midbar? People had months. Panosa they had. Forever. Women didn't have to go work like they didn't have to go work. Manda was. And the husband settled on the whole day, probably settled on the midbar, and they were sitting and learning. And the parnasa there was, they didn't have to complain, and the woman didn't have to work hard. They probably the goyim had to be called to let Baruch Hashem. They had to be this mitzrayim b'sayor. What kind of shalom was the oyev shalom? It says vayifku yisrael when Aaron entered, called Beis Yisrael. Everybody was weeping, was crying. What was the problem? What was the thing? Nowadays, the professional experts, and now, Aaron was a big expert, and he had to do, and there were big problems, and he was the only person capable of doing it, Chazal says. What was the problems in those days? If you'd be mimicked, he said that's a tremendous problem. The problem that two problems. The bigger problem, you see, is next week's Seder, by Chet Eger. What about Chet Eger? The Gemara says that the men sinned, Chet Eger. And when the men asked to give the Nezorim their jewelry, they said, what are you crazy? We're going to give to Neger? What's that say? The Baruch says, we're much bigger. We're you're giving gold and silver for Eger. We're not masking b'shum ponu b'oifon. We don't agree. They were fighting around with the husband, and they didn't give in, and the husband took their own jewelry. The men in Tzem Chazal were wearing jewelry, they ripped it off their ears, and part of the skin, there was such a chishik by Eger, part of the skin of the ears, like, you know, the goyim wear nowadays these meshugana jewelries, but they have this man of Chazal also. They ripped off part of the sitcha. They didn't give in, so they were in a bigger dog in Chet Eger, number one. The second instance we find was by Chet Amraglim. Chet Amraglim, they wanted to go, but there was a merida by Chet Amraglim were the men. The men, the women didn't want to go. No. What's the rabbi? B'nai Slavkot. The Chazal say, B'nai Slavkot, they said, Give us a chelik in the Yisrael. We want to go to Eretz Yisrael. We don't want to stay in the midbar. We're willing to go. We believe that bigger mamayim kuptayim. In two of these major sins, noshim were much greater. In the chet ha'egel and the chet ha'mraglim. What was the outcome from that? So maybe the word b'hayim madregen that. And the Chazal Taka say that b'schus is the word chet in the egel. They got a special yontav rosh chodesh to the Chazal. That's why women, it says in Halacha, women are not supposed to do Melacha or Rosh Chodesh because they have a special Yontav, which they didn't. There was a tremendous clash of all the husbands and their cousins and the same thing. Give some donations to the Eger. No, we're not giving. It's not worthwhile. That's when the Mishkan, they were Zeicha also donated. The woman gave jewelry because, understand, the Mishkan we give. Mishkan we give, that's always a problem with Kai Yisrael. The Kai Yisrael and the Meida Pisa have such a good Netiyah to give, then they'll give all kinds of things. See, the Roshani said when it comes to an Eger, they give, when it comes to Michigan, they give, when it comes to Yeshiva, they give, when it comes to hospitals, to flyers, to Christian, all kinds of bombomites. They give, they don't know what to give, they're not the Christian. That's our problem in life. But the women knew that Bina Yisrael, they knew what to give. So what happened like this? So the Gemara says like this, the following. The Gzeira, there was no Gzeira Samragna on the Noshim. In other words, all the Gzeira, the men died when they're 60 years old, the women, they all came to Eretz Yisrael. Fine. So Kuntzai says, so every year, there were thousands of people when they became 60, and they came, and they turned 60. On Tisha B'Av, everybody died. They dug their own graves. And They went, and the women, they died. Those who were bad, Bnei Shishim died. So the man, every year they saw, it was very, very strange thing happened. All our wives, nobody passed away. These old women all live in Canaan, Horad, near Ezraim, and we died. The young people, 16, they 70, 80, 90, 100, and they keep it going. That caused tremendous problems. The women said, our wives, what are they? The better than us. We tzaddiki with Sidi Lerner. They said, we didn't argue. They don't know what to, what type thing. The women, they're not learning Torah, they don't do anything. And they're zikha to go to Eretz Yisrael. And we stay, we die every year. Tisha B'Av is 60 years old, they're older than us. It caused tremendous friction and tremendous problems of Shalom Bayis. All the women said, Aaron had to do Oyim Shalom, he had to do a very, very hard job. They kept up at that. What are they, better than us? The better, the bigger, bigger, the biggest tzadkonis on earth. Well, say that, so what? They didn't give a chen, yeah, but didn't save a taka. According to Chazal, they saw, the British saw a deeper thing. They had a deeper insight. They saw taka, they were on a much higher level than the men, and because they were on a much higher level, they, we find also, the Maisa, we're classified as something very, very interesting. I heard the verse from Biak Kamnetsky, they say, Aaron HaKoyen was Oyev Sholem or Oyev Sholem. Me'idr Gisa, when he came to Cheger Eger, he came to, they killed out their own relatives. How does it combine together? On one hand, you're Oyev Sholem, you're Oyev Sholem, you start killing people, how does it work? And they were Kanoim, when it came to Shechem, Shimon the Levi were the first one, they went to kill everybody. On the other hand, you were Oyev Sholem. Rabbi Yankov always said, you know, Kanoi, to be a Kanoi, it's very fashionable in our days. In 2008, the Bey said, Kanoi, say, oh, I'm a Kanoi. What's a Kanoi? Say, yeah, because you're nothing special, so you have to say, I'm Kanoi. And I'm always busy, you know, the time it's called. So, yeah, Kanoi. What is Kanoi? When is Kanoi? So Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky always asked, when is Kanoi is good and when is Kanoi is not good? If he said like this, Kanoi is a gewaltige Meile and has a gewaltige Chisaron. Dahainu. Like this, when they killed Shechem, it was a very good thing. They didn't consult with Yaakov, it was the right thing to do. But Yaakov Avinu saw was going to be a tremendous problem, guys. So they have a tremendous nature, these two Shvatim, to be Kanoim together. And anybody who comes up to the race of they're out to kill. Without any questions, no. If you don't know how to, if you don't do it the right way, you know, a lot of innocent people could also be killed. So what's the Eitzah? There's only one Eitzah. What's the true meaning for Kanoim? When is Kanoim good? Kanoim is good, and when is Kanoim is bad? Look at Bianca Bazoi. The only way to rein in, to control Kanoim is if it's Torah. If there is Torah, and Torah gets you in the right direction, then Kanoim is good. But if you don't have any direction, if you have false Kanoim, then you'll be Machir's role. You'll be Machir's stop killing people. Then. The Torah tells you when to kill and when to not kill. So what they Yaakov really said, Achal came by Yaakov when he gave a bracha. So Rashi explained, what is Achal came by Yaakov? He said, all Melamdim Shimon was also Kanoi. What's the Eitzah to control his Kanois? Achal came by Yaakov. I will be Arbigim Melamdim Tinoikis. Be Rabbi Melchadorim. If you teach Torah to little Jewish children, then there's Eitzah for you. Then you'd be mistaken. Then the Kanoi is the right way. You want to do what to do and what not to do. When are you Kanoi? When are you not a Kanoi? And Levi was the whole thing. Levi was the same thing. Levi became, instead of in Chazal, they said, when they were in Mitzrayim, Levi never worked. He wasn't in the Shibud. They sat by themselves, they sat alone, Torah, and Christ well respected them for that. They said, you know, even though they all suffered, they were tremendous, not to understand, they were tremendous. As the whole Klai Yisrael is suffering and everybody's mamish afterwards, they were back-breaking work for 18, 19 hours a day. And Levi was satisfied. He taught, he set the base of marriage, he gave them a chiduk. And that's why Levi was so singled out. And all these years, the Moshe later on, the biggest Moire Haro, the biggest rabbi in the future generations to brought from Shevet. Levi is of Shevet Saro. Because in Mitzrayim, they were singled out as they had a special status, and nobody was looking, nobody complained. Why we have to work at their city to call alert? It was always like that. Klai Yisrael, they understood they were special people, they were higher people, and that's why when it came to the Eger people, the Eger Hamil obviously were leader Isiv. Not only Pshat, the Pshat Akil, it wasn't Kanoz. I don't see, I don't have any relation. My whole relationship is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't have a father, I don't have a mother. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me to do, that's what I do. And my father is up to the table. When he goes, I don't have a father, I don't have a mother, I don't have a sister. My only mother and sister and father and brother is Ribbono Yisrael. That's one Nakuda. I was thinking last night of a different Nakuda has a very fun Nakuda. You know, everybody, when it comes to Kanoi, to be zealous, you start yelling at other people, you start saying, why are you out, you doing good? But Lady V was the only Shevet in Yisrael that did the ones that continued the tradition of Bris Mila. All the other Shvatim, the minute the beginning of assimilation was, they all did, they didn't begin as soon as the Shvatim died, they were made for Bris Mila. Nobody wanted to be married. Lady said, we stay. We continue that tradition. Not only that, in other words, they suffered themselves. Be a Kanoi for yourself. Do a Bris. For there were 210 years, Levi did the Bris, we continued the tradition. At first, it was a Shver, it was a thing. It was a Shver, you saw it, because you go against the current. All Klai saw what didn't mount. And not only that, after, in the Zman HaMidbar, the Chazal says, the Gemara Yevamot, it says, they didn't, Klai saw didn't mount. There was Sakonas, there was Tefillin, because they weren't recovered. They didn't mal, and Bnei Yisrael put themselves in danger, and they mal, made Mila. What? Behavior. So in other words, don't say the Kanoi start straight for the second part, the Kanoi for yourself. So that's why there was Zeicha, and the Meir to Oyev Shalom. If you do the two Kanois, you Oyev Shalom, you Oyev Shalom. And there was Zeicha to be Pinchas and Shev, Pinchas and Zeicha, Vehini to be continuing in this position, Vehini Noitin as British Shalom. There was another interesting thing of Machlokes, and what we find in the Bizman HaMidbar was, I think, what was the greatest decision, Moshe Rabbeinu's time, when he took on with those tremendous achayas, and I didn't see anybody speak about it so far, that Bizman Yitzis Mitzrayim, accepted the Erev Rav. Erev Rav, they wanted to join. And he decided on his own, without consulting Rabbi Yishalem. Rabbi said, do you have any idea how many people were in the Erev Rav? Last time, how many people were in the Erev Rav?
3,000 out of Eden.
Everybody has a few thousand. There's a machlekes and machlekes, some say a million, some say 2 million, some say 3.6 million. In other words, the Klal Yisrael was in minority. No. How do you take yourself as Arab Boisha, you know, to put yourself, they wanted to join. How do you take yourself as that decision, you know, with Kabbal, Erev Rav, we don't see the Boisha have any complaints against him, so that. The Boisha did not. We found out that afterwards, by Zmana Egel, the Boisha gave a day great kishichis amcha. By Zmana Egel, you know, you're taking 3.5 million people, or 2.5 machlekes, and you're taking them, you're accepting them. And Klai Yisrael is in minority, and they were the Tarumas, all kinds of Geirim, they weren't the biggest tzaddikim in the thing. They weren't the Peshtetar, and they were caused trouble, the Tzaddik, Bizmana, Hegel, they caused all the trouble. Moshe Rabbeinu decided on his own. How did he come to such a decision? To take a tremendous decision. To make us into majority, we're always a minority, but to make ourselves into minority, what's the Indian? How do you see from here, Gavartik, they have Moshe Rabbeinu, how if people want to join the club, you've got to accept them. If they want to join Klal Yisrael, we can't turn them down. On condition, but there's Gavartik, there's three conditions, we'll soon see. On condition, if you accept these conditions, you can join us. And if not, you can die too. And here you have to see the shvach of the Erev Rav. The first condition Shteyn Zayar said was the Erev Rav was outside the Anani Kovod. Didn't have the protection. In other words, we were surrounded by the Anani Kovod. And they had to be segregated, as we call today, we call that segregation. We were the first people, even if not a popular word. But Moshe Rabbeinu had like this, in order for us, that we shouldn't become influenced by the Midas Roes, by a bunch of Goyim, who don't have any traditions with Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, there's only one Eitzah. They have to live separately besides in a different area. They can't live in Golden Green. They have to live in the city. If they live in the city, we live in Golden Green. They can't. And not only they can't come in. Not only that, they're blocked by the clouds of glory. The cloud of oil, you couldn't come in even if you wanted to. He at least can come in. We live separate houses. If you want, you can come in. You can walk. Then you can't walk in. Kenish. That's it. Because we'll be influenced Leroy by them. That's one condition. And you see the greatness of the Erov. I go on the Berditch of Ashita. I hold like it's a Gavaltik and Maya. They accepted it. You know, if you tell accepted person, you tell, listen, you can join us, you're a second class citizen. You don't have the same. What do you mean? Well, I can't be protected like this. All you people are protected. There's no hammer, there's no by the heat, there's no heat. And there, if there's a heat wave, you're going to get outside. No. They're willing to join Chayisrael. They show the greatness of Chayisrael was so big that even on the outskirts of Chayisrael, they're willing to join us. That was one. And that's why Amalek stunned the Chomer before they started. The first thing they started was Erebrav. Or the person, the second edition was, it says that there they couldn't eat from the man. No. They ate like the goyim, they ate from Shiraim, they ate from Shiraim like a Rebbe. They ate like it was seen, they ate from the we were all rabbis. They could eat the Shiraim, what the leftovers from the man, they could eat. That was the second condition. So they felt they basically had to know that they're not the same tigers as. So you see, they accepted that. And the third condition was they cannot donate to the Mishkan. The Mishkan has to have the Nedivus Halev Chayisrael. To have the Nedivus Halev, if they have the Nedivus Halev, and they didn't have it, and they all accepted. So Moshe Rabbeinu held, if these three conditions are met, then there's no danger. We won't be influenced by the Midas Roars, by the Deus. There's no danger. And Kachava and Bor Hashem, even though we suffered, but they were also chaylik and chayisrael. That was here you see the gewaltige, the great chokhmah, the wisdom of Moshe Rabbeinu, and you see how it worked out. Let's assume by Rechit Ego, they sin. How many sins from the Ego? 3,000. That's a small chaylik with 3.5 million, and only 3,000 sins. This is why Chazal made gewaltige zap according to their diagazi. They shouldn't have seen it, but according to our thing, and the way Erev were going, until a few weeks ago, they were going more, they never had it, they didn't have no shaykhus to Christ, so what kind of title? I just thought of a thing, two thoughts I want to end up with, because I visited the shaykhus for next week's parsha. Anyway, but it says, how did they make the Egel? You know, Egel says like this, the Chazal say, that Rashi brings it down, they said Alei Shoyer, it said when they said it was Alei Shoyer, there was a such thing as it said Alei Shoyer when Moshe Rabbeinu took out Yosef, from Mitzrayim, he couldn't find his arms, he threw it in the middle, and Alei Shoyer came up, and Alei Shoyer said, he could get the Yosef, B'choy Shoyer, so Yosef popped up, there was a nest, and they took the arms. So Micha found this Alei Shoyer, this formula, and he threw it in the fire, and the angel came out. And they said, Chazal. That's what the Chazal says, famous Chazal. I don't understand. I mean, how does the formula work? On the one hand, you throw it in the fire, and in the water, Yisuf HaTzadik comes up. On the other hand, you throw it in the fire, the Egel comes up. Either it's the Egel or Yisuf HaTzadik. It can't work both ways. I don't know, how does the formula work? You have an Atav HaYonik. It works one way. The medicine can work two different ways. You have medicine for Atav HaYonik. It can be medicine for cancer. It can work over the highway to the Hefech Mirakotze and Akotze. For one extreme to another, to one land with a half a who. The Yisuf says, complete the Hefech for the Egel. He put out a Sheir. A few weeks before that, Egel, Yisuf HaTzadik comes out. On the other hand, if you throw it in the fire, an Egel, he can do Sashayna Zara. So here you see a Gewaltige lesson. You know, we're living leider in a deal, in a generation, everything is gula. This world where people think they can go here, they can go in Kforum, everything is gula today. You go here, you go to the Jez, nothing against the Jez, you go to the Bar Yochai, you get everything, you get saved without thinking twice. You do this, you do that, there's gula, everybody's looking for gula. And then there's no real gear, Avodas Hashem. I can't say, but I've got nothing, but don't think that's not going to save us, that's not going to gula sahi, it's gula sahar. You have to read the Gila with Hashem. The Tzir wants to teach us no such thing. It all depends on Sgula who the person is doing it. You can have the exact same formula. If you have Moshe Rabbeinu, who's a Manigadir, a Tzadikadir, if he puts the Alei Sheir, Yisuf HaTzadik will come out. The same exact formula, if you have the Erev Rav, the biggest Rosh Hashanah, the biggest Rosh Hashanah come out. So it depends who the person is doing it, who is the person. Depends on the person, the formula is nothing, it's garnished. If you have the person, except the person is doing it, if it's chutzim, you have Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu can take a piece of paper and also Alei Shem without doing it. He needed a pizza, he needed a pizza, that also. On the chutz of Moshe Rabbeinu, he wanted, he had the tshuka, he believed in the promise of Yosef HaTzadik, in the pizza that they have a relative, slightly Zaytrem, you come here, you have Yosef HaTzadik. On the other hand, if you have Rishon, Michal, the best formulas in the world will not help the key who's there. Nothing. You throw it out, it's goodish for goodish. You come out the Gresta Chuban to Kaif all the day of the day. Oh, I'll tell you a story that I heard, two stories, baby, for time yet. The story that I always think about Shulamayah is a fantastic story. Which person should learn that there was Rabbi Yisroel Yankel Fisher was over in Yerushalayim. That's another story, maybe one more. He said the person called him on the telephone. She was frantic. He said, "My husband's bothering me. I have a little kid, and I give them every day lemons. You know, little lemons. I want to give them instead of not even with flavor. I want to give them two. My husband doesn't let me. Am I allowed to say a lie by them and a lie to my husband? And my husband's big meshuggah. I can't. I'm suffering from it. And she called him up on the phone. His grandson answered the phone. I have three questions. He said, let's see the second one. The second one is that." To clean dishes, you usually use hot water. My husband doesn't let me use the warm water. It's too expensive. He wants me to use cold water. And cold water is hard, much easier. It's cold water is much harder. But after that, without him looking, I want to put on the hot water. It'd be a bit more. I'm allowed to lie for that, to use hot water and make it say over a bit of shaker. He said, okay, what's the third shayla? The third shayla is like this. That's a bit harder. He said, all my time, said, all these years I'm working hard, I work in order to support the family, I have a half a day job. And my husband insists that she work in the afternoon too. And it's too hard for me, I have little children. Am I allowed to tell him I applied for a job and I was rejected to lie in order not to get, that was the three shailas that she's crying, her husband's making meshuggah, he doesn't want to let meshuggah, he's a Rosh HaGavah. What would be your answer? What would you answer the question? Huh? What? You're doing well. You make that, right? Everybody says, this guy's a Rosh HaGomor. What a guy. You have a look. We have these people around Lo Aleinu. You see the Chochmah Gadol Yisrael, he said, I have to think it's not so posh. He said, it's not so posh. He said, let me give it a thought. She was sitting on the telephone. She said, my husband's at home, he might come any minute. I want to answer right now. We saw Yanka Fish, I want to pop. I want to think it over. He says, after thinking for 3 minutes, he goes, Mamish Fatif, that he said, I want to tell the woman, I want to ask her a question. They moved into a new apartment recently? Ask her. She said, yes, we didn't know it. He said, yeah, I moved into a new apartment. He said, well, ask her the following. Did she commit herself? I understand it the following. That he didn't want to have an apartment. He was happy in a three-room apartment. He didn't want a new modern apartment. He was saying. So she took upon herself, she wanted kids, she wanted a new apartment with all luxury. She said, listen, in order to get this apartment, I'm going to go to any extreme, to any sacrifice in order to get the apartment. So the husband said, if you want, so say it. You do it. We're not in my husband. You want it. In other words, your wife, you take another job, you do this, you cut corners, you start saving money, but I'm interested to go. This partner's to do the fact he was a working guy. I don't know if it was work or anything, but he didn't want to go to the city. He wanted, I don't know if it was work, just basically. Is that the story, or isn't it the story? She said, that was the story. See, the pshat is, she wants a bigger apartment, she wants this, she wants to go, and now, when it came to Shas Max, she said, she can't, it's too hard for her to take over such things. No, to have to shchachma, mamash. It's not a mitzvah which happened 200 years ago. Mitzvah happened 13, 14 years ago. They have it, the chachomim. They have a special siyad d'shmaya. And she started crying. She said, "You're right. The Rav is right. The kachava. And that's why he was right. I'll end up with 1 minute, one more fast story. You know, Rav Shimon Shwar was a Rav in, probably you heard this, that was a Rav in Washington Heights. He visited the Chofetz Chaim before he went to America. You heard the story? Famous story. So he was there one Shabbos. So at the Shabbos he asked him, are you a Kohen? He said, no, I'm not a Kohen. And then he asked him, is your father a Kohen? He said, no, my father a Kohen. He said, why wasn't your father a Kohen? He says, my grandfather was a Kohen. Why is your grandfather not a Kohen? He said, my grandfather, I didn't understand what the Chofetz Chaim wants from him. So he kept asking. He said, Mr. Tommy, he has a meaning. He said, but I said, I am a Kohen. Why am a Kohen? Because my father was a Kohen. He was a Kohen. And why was my great grandfather a Kohen? Because when I Kodesh Baruch Hu, I said, Mi Lashem Elai, my great grandfather got up and he said, I'm on the side of Moshe Rabbeinu. I decided to join. Your grandfather, like he said, he was apathetic. He stood on the sidelines and said, I'm not joining you. He said, you should know, I understand you're going to go back to America. You'd hear what you hear. The voice now, Mi Lashem Elai. You'll hear it again, you'll be Rabbonis and Chinuch. This time you shouldn't miss out. Well, the Bishnah gives you a call and tells you, go into Chinuch, and go into Fig, and go to work, and go to Kerab, and this time don't make the mistake we made 2,000 years ago. That's the Chavos. Anyway, I want to again thank you all with Zeche to the Midrash Shel Aaron HaKohen, Oyev Shalom, 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 Oyev Sh